Mayor Daniel Lurie's plan aims to close a $782 million budget shortfall. It eliminates 1,400 city positions, including more than 100 that are currently filled, and reduces funding for certain mental health programs, workforce development, and community-based housing support. Organizers say the cuts could have devastating consequences, particularly for the city's most vulnerable communities. Tina Santacara from community group All My Usos.
93% cuts to food security programs is not how you create a better San Francisco. That is creating a pipeline to layoffs, to no jobs, to no income, to increase of poverty.
Some critics also take issue with who's being spared. Lurie's proposal preserves or increases funding for police, fire, and sheriff's departments, while nonprofit partners and social services face cuts. Union leaders say the city could free up more money by urging Airbnb and other corporations to drop lawsuits seeking to reclaim over $400 million in taxes, a proposal the mayor has thus far ignored. Teresa Rutherford, SEIU president.
Almost 50% of that deficit is being driven by rich corporations who are benefiting from our work, our service, this city, and are refusing to do what they are supposed to do, which is pay their fair share.
Dozens of protesters later filled a budget hearing inside City Hall. The Board of Supervisors must decide whether to approve the mayor's proposal or demand changes before the July 1st deadline. For KPFA, I'm Alice Otteson.